You're tuned into 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Stephanie Thomas and Amy Golightly with Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation, and they are here to talk about Wyoming Backcountry Adventure Workshop happening this Saturday, May 20th from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Jackson Hole Conference Center. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So let's start by talking a little bit about the workshop.
Sure. The Wyoming Backcountry Adventure Workshop is really a program that has expanded from our historically popular What's in Your Pack class. So the idea behind this workshop is offering people some practical skills that they can use to get prepared for their summer adventures. And rather than having just one sport track, you know, that's really general and broad, we've broken it out so there's five different sport tracks that people can focus in now. So we'll have one that's a hiking and a little bit more general category, one for climbers and mountaineers, one for water sports, one for mountain bikers, and one for paragliders. So they'll all be able to learn from different local pros and TSAR volunteers skills that will help them get prepared for their adventures this summer.
We will have a vendor showcase at the event that all of our teachers and guides that are teaching throughout the day will have booths with all of their equipment and classes and opportunities for the summer there. So you can come in and check out some latest gear or update your pack, talk to experts even beyond the classes that you're taking.
Now, who's the keynote speaker for this event?
The keynote is a man named Lawrence Gonzalez, I think most known in this valley for writing a book called Deep Survival. His stuff is pretty amazing to read. His topic this time is intelligent mistakes, why bad things happen to good people. I think in this valley, we run into a lot of people who know a lot about the mountains and the water, and they still get in these accidents. So I think it'll be pretty cool to kind of hear this expert who spent his life studying these mistakes that people have made. And he's a great writer. And I think it'll just be a really nice end to our whole afternoon of our adventure workshop.
Now, Amy, like you mentioned, there's going to be separate sessions taught by local pros and Teton County Search and Rescue volunteers for paddlers, hikers, climbers, mountain bikers, and also paragliding. Let's take a second and talk about some safety and precautionary tips that we can offer for our listeners for those activities during the summer. Let's start with paddlers. This summer, we'll see record water levels on the Snake. What should people keep in mind when headed out on the river for the day, especially the whitewater?
Yeah, I would just start in general for all sports, but we can definitely be specific about paddling, is we recommend through our kind of Backcountry Zero pledge and motto that people have what we call the three P's. So the first one is to be prepared. And so when we're looking at the water, always having a PFD. I know every summer we see people floating on the Snake in a tube with flip-flops, and that is just, you know, accident waiting to happen. Being prepared with the PFD and making sure you have a whistle, really good footwear is something that a lot of raft guides recommend, that, you know, so you see people with flip-flops that are just not going to stay on in the water. The second thing we talk about is practiced. It doesn't really make a lot of sense for you to just throw yourself in a boat and go down the river, especially with these high river waters that we're working with right now. So making sure that you have somebody that you can go with, somebody that can help you practice, understand, you know, the river flow, the eddies, all of that. And then the third, what we do, and we talk about being present. So, you know, is this really what you need to be doing today? Do you have the patience to get out before the big white water? Do you understand the parts of the river that you can get trapped in? There's a lot of entrapments right now, a lot of downed trees, a lot of issues that I don't think a lot of people are really realizing. They know the water's big, but you've seen some of these pictures that could be fatal.
You're just tuning in. I am speaking with Amy Golightly and Stephanie Thomas from Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation. And they're here talking about the Wyoming Backcountry Adventure Workshop happening this Saturday from 4:30 to 8:30. Now let's talk about hiking for a second. Most people partake in hiking throughout the summer at some point. What should every hiker be carrying in their pack?
Yeah, definitely. So this is actually something we'll be covering at the workshop on Saturday for all the different sport groups is what's in your pack. That's a big component of being prepared. For hikers and pretty much any sport, really, we always recommend, there's water, light, first aid, phone, warm clothes, fire, food, and bear spray. Those are the essentials that everyone should have. If you're on a mountain bike, if you're going out for a hike, you know, even up Cache Creek, things can turn wrong. Somebody can have an injury. You can come across someone. So we always recommend that you have those with you in your pack.
What's important to keep in mind for climbers when they're going out on a climb?
So I think very similar to the hiking track, just the climbers and mountaineers, one of the first thing I start to think about is the weather, actually, and how quickly that the weather in the Tetons changes. So people head up into the park to do a big adventure, and they look at the forecast, and they say, oh, it's supposed to be sunny most of the day. So, you know, maybe they left those extra clothes at home, or maybe they didn't grab that extra food because they're trying to go light and fast. And I think that that is something that happens to a lot of people. They run into these situations where weather moves in really quickly with those afternoon storms, or, you know, they get off trail or they get off track or they're trying to do something. And without that stuff, without being really prepared to go do something, light and fast becomes long and arduous. So I always say you might be light and fast, but make sure you have these essential things, just like what you would do your hiking. And like Amy said, some expert climbers and mountaineers who run their own companies are going to be there on Saturday to talk about, you know, as it guides what they carry and what their guided clients carry. So I can give you the basics right now, but I do think that it's important, especially if you're planning some big adventures in the park or the Gros Ventre, to head to our class just to make sure that you know all of the stuff that you should have.
Now, mountain biking is pretty popular in Jackson, and it can be a high-risk sport. What are some ways to make sure you're safe out there on the single track?
Sure. I mean, I think one is knowing your skill level and knowing the trail. You know, one of our Backcountry Zero ambassadors, Andrew Whiteford, says before he does a new line or before he takes a new ride, he likes to go out and hike it and walk it first and look at the terrain and understand what he's getting into before he goes and does something at high speed. I think picking a good group of riders to go with, people who are familiar with the terrain, people who challenge you, but also respect your limits and help you grow. Taking some skills courses, learning how to control your bike on downhills and corners and climb over rocks and things like that is always important. And being patient, and, you know, this goes with any sport, but we tell people to don't necessarily just have a goal, have a plan, you know, be willing to turn around. It's okay to say, I'm not comfortable in this situation. I'm going to go ride a different trail today. So I think those are always big ways to keep yourself out of a little bit of trouble.
Now, once again, this Wyoming Backcountry Adventure Workshop is this Saturday from 4:30 to 8:30. Where can our listeners go for more information and to sign up for the course?
Sure. So they can visit backcountryzero.com/events, and that'll have all of the information. We've also got information on our Facebook page. That's Backcountry Zero or Teton County Search and Rescue. And they can get the full schedule of events, purchase tickets, learn more about the keynote speaker, which is available also as a separate ticket. So people can either attend the entire workshop, which includes all the classes, dinner, and the keynote, or they can just attend the keynote presentation if they'd like.
Well, Amy and Stephanie, thank you for joining us at KHOL and talking to us about the Wyoming Backcountry Adventure Workshop.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're listening to 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.